Good morning, Your Honor. My name is Ashwin Katamanchi, and I represent Appellant David Runyon. The issue in Mr. Runyon's case is whether his argument for a lower sentence is a frivolous or a non-frivolous argument. In the district court, Mr. Runyon argued that he deserved a lower sentence because of the evidence of his past extraordinarily responsible behavior in assuming for a two-year period the 24-hour care and custody of his terminally ill father.
Now, why would his care for his father be relevant to his sentence once his father has died? Because extraordinary family circumstances usually describe something that is ongoing at the time of sentencing.
Your Honor, in this case, at sentencing, the district court detailed the evidence of Mr. Runyon's past irresponsible behavior. So the court was looking at his past acts, and it was detailing his substance abuse history, his criminal behavior, and other aspects of his past that demonstrated irresponsibility. And so Mr. Runyon wanted the court to know that he also had a past that included extraordinarily responsible behavior.
So in other words, it really doesn't have too much to do with the fact that it was his father. He could have introduced evidence, for example, that he'd been entrusted with guarding a very valuable thing day in and day out, and he'd been responsible about that, or he had done some other responsible thing. It happens to be the care for his father, but your point isn't family so much as responsibility, as I understand it.
Well, Your Honor, I would argue that caring for a person's father is different than taking care of a valuable item.
Well, I'm just actually trying to help you here because, I mean, when we think of family circumstances, we normally think, for example, of the case where there's the disabled child or somebody who needs the person there in the house, and so you say, we don't want to put you in prison for as long. And that's finished once the person passes away. They don't need help from us anymore. But you said in your brief that you are trying to use this care for his father as an example of something rather different. It's not that he needs to go back home and take care of his father, of course, but it does show, as you just said a minute ago, that he has not been irresponsible in virtually every detail of life.
That's true, Your Honor, and I would argue that it also goes to his character. Character and responsibility, mm-hmm. I think, go together, and that's why I'm just pointing out that caring for a father is different in kind than caring for a valuable
well,
item.
Well, but I don't think so. If your focus is responsibility, then you could have proven that with anything that was available. Now, perhaps nothing else was available, but that's, I think that's the misunderstanding or the trap that you can fall into if you focus too much on the family.
Mr. Katamanchi, was Runyon really asking the court to consider him a man of good character because he took care of his father, or that he was under unusual stress because his father had recently died? Which is it?
It's not that he was under unusual stress, Judge. It is that his past behavior and caring for his father demonstrates an extraordinary level of responsibility that's out of the norm in our society.
But do you really think that even if that had been taken into consideration, that would weigh against his extensive, violent, criminal activity?
Your Honor, I don't know one way or the other. I don't know if I would argue to the court that it should, because it demonstrates that, you know, Mr. Runyon was a complicated man. Yes, he did have this extensive criminal history, but he also did show an extraordinary level of responsibility in his past.
Doesn't it sort of remind you a little bit of the arguments about the mob? You know, someone who's murdered 38 people but is so good to his mother. Haven't you heard those arguments over the years?
Your Honor, Mr. Runyon wasn't just someone who was so good to his father. His behavior was outside of the norm. It was something more than what society would expect of a son. I mean, everyone expects their children to be so good to their mother, but I would argue that not everyone expects a son to take a father into his home for a two-year period and care for him 24 hours a day. The norm is to put an elder parent in a nursing home and allow another to change, feed, bathe the person's mother or father.
But the problem here is that it is brief. It's not as brief as the last case, but the district court judge in the sentencing hearing tells us, you know, I've thought of this, I've looked at the mitigating and aggravating factors, and he says, I'm just not persuaded because the facts that you've put forth don't warrant this kind of deviation. That does sound like an exercise of judgment to me from the district court. And if that's what it is, then how can we say that it was unreasonable given the rest of Mr. Runyon's record?
Your Honor, I think the district court has a responsibility to make an explicit consideration of primary non-frivolous arguments. I would argue that that statement gives no indication that the court adequately considered or even considered at all Mr. Runyon's argument. The court very well may have considered Mr. Runyon's argument, but the point is that we just don't know based on the record.
I'm really interested in something you said. So in other words, had he done the very same thing for his mother, you wouldn't be here.
No, absolutely not. That's not what I meant to say, Your Honor. What I was saying was that...
Because I'm feeling very sad about my son right now.
What I was saying was that Mr. Runyon took a parent into his home and cared for him 24 hours a day, bathed the parent, clothed the parent.
But you also said that, you know, society expects people to take care of their mothers but not their fathers. Or maybe I wasn't hearing correctly.
That's not what I meant, Judge. What I meant to say was that society expects a child to be good to their mother or father, but society does not expect a child to take a parent into their home when that parent is terminally ill and care for that parent.
Well, 24-hour care of somebody with colon cancer is a demanding thing to do. We understand that.
Your Honor, and I would just reserve the rest of my time for rebuttal. Thank you.
Ms. Kirchhoff.
May it please the Court. Emily Kirchhoff on behalf of the United States. The government characterizes Mr. Runyon's argument at the sentencing hearing much like it was characterized today, that he presented argument that he was a responsible individual who was not your typical offender who would result with a base level of 18 and a criminal history category of 5. And in support of those arguments, he presented his current employment, some educational pursuits, and this past care of his father. The district court, we believe, considered these arguments. It went through and rebutted the defendant's characterization as a responsible individual by highlighting the fact that he had been in the criminal justice system since he was 12. By highlighting
can
the
fact. Can you point me to a place where the court actually addresses this care of his father? Because I think the government mischaracterized the use that he's trying to make of that evidence. Does the judge ever talk about it?
The judge does not explicitly state that Mr. Runyon cared for his father, except for the general statement, I believe on page 29 of the sentencing hearing transcript, where he says that he has considered the mitigating factors presented in the sentencing memoranda in the letters submitted by the defendant and the defendant's family and friends, and considers those and then determines that does not warrant a sentence
below
guidelines.
So that's just a generic statement. But because he does touch on quite a few of the other things. He touches on completing one of the substance abuse treatment programs, and he criticizes the GED allegation and the employment history and so on.
Yes, and the government believes that those statements and that interaction with the defendant and the knowledge of the defendant's characteristics show that the district court did exercise its discretion when it determined that a within guidelines range sentence was appropriate.
Here's the broad issue that I have with actually this case and the last case. I feel that there's some drift going on with sentencing between requiring the district court to explain its sentence, even if briefly, versus saying, well, there actually is no explanation requirement. There's just a requirement to listen. And listening isn't really the same thing as explaining. I mean, so it seems to me your point is a listening point as opposed to an explaining point.
I believe that listening is not simply sufficient, but I believe that the record here shows that the district court did more than listen. It was considering the defendant's arguments. Whenever Mr. Runyon would present evidence in favor of the fact that he was a responsible individual, except for the specific family circumstances argument, the government would counter, or the district court would counter it with a statement kind of contrasting the responsibility that was being presented. And we believe that that back and forth in that interaction shows that the district court was exercising its discretion and did see Mr. Runyon as an individual and was looking at his characteristics and using them as well as the guidelines to come up with an appropriate sentence. With that basis, the government's position is that, you know, the district court simply disagreed with Mr. Runyon's characterization that he was a responsible individual who did not deserve a sentence within the guidelines range, and we ask that this court affirm the judgment and the sentence as reasonable. Thank you.
Let me just briefly, you mentioned that the judge indicated he had looked at the letters sent by family members and so forth, right?
Yes.
And did those focus primarily on this care that he gave his father?
They did not. Those letters were, in general, I would say characterizations of Mr. Runyon as a caring individual, but they only briefly mentioned the care. I believe his.
I thought they were from the step, or, well, from the girlfriend's
from
daughters.
The girlfriend's letter mentioned the care of his father. I believe that letter is page 15. Of defendant's separate appendix. And it briefly mentions that the defendant cared for his father. And then the letter from one of the girlfriend's daughters briefly mentions that Mr. Runyon cared for her father when he was ill and then also was there for them as they were growing up.
Thank you.
Your Honor, I would argue that this Court's past decision, specifically in Miranda, requires that a district court comment on an argument that's grounded in facts and legal merit. In this case, the Court did not comment on Mr. Runyon's substantial argument that his past extraordinarily responsible behavior merited a lower sentence. Because it failed to comment, I believe that the sentence was procedurally unreasonable, and Mr. Runyon would ask the Court to remand for resentencing. Thank you, Judge.
Thank you, Counsel.
Thank you.
Thanks to both counsel. The case is taken under advisement.